From Springbank to Mount Clear, 3BA's Big Show. More Ballarat.
Friday Big Show. Let's get into the entertainment report from Celebrity Lane, Jaden Forster. Good morning to you, Jade.
Good morning, PT, and what a brilliant good morning it is for all ABBA fans around the world, just like your good self, with the release of two new songs from their first album in nearly 14 years. And you know it's a big deal when the website or the music store that's flogging the album actually goes down. It's crashed. People can't get on to access that particular album. They are working to fix that, of course, but I guess unlike back in 1982, 83, when their last music dropped, this new stuff that is out today is on the streaming services, which is something that people way back then could never have dreamt of. But anyway, we have two new songs, one song being a ballad called I Still Have Faith in You, and another song being an upbeat sort of number called Don't Shut Me Down, both of which you can, of course, listen to online and pre-order that album before it comes out on the 5th of November. But look, enough of me talking. Do you want to hear some of it? Everybody wants to hear some of this song. So here we go. We'll play a little bit of it and then we'll get your thoughts. This is Don't Shut Me Down.
I came out of the closet long ago, Jaden Forster. I'm a huge ABBA fan. I'm loving it. Are you?
Well, to be honest with you, when I first heard it this morning, I wasn't really a big fan of it. I thought, it sort of starts out sounding a bit like Fernando and then goes into something else. But to be honest with you, I've heard it a couple of times now on the different radio stations I've been on this morning, and it is growing on me. So maybe by the end of the day, I might be completely sold. I don't think it really sounds exactly like the ABBA that we're used to hearing.
Yeah.
But I must admit as well, the hologram tour that they have announced, there's a video up on their social media that shows just exactly what that's going to look like. And I initially thought that that'd be absolute garbage. But I actually really like the look of that. It actually does look like the people from ABBA. So anyway, that's my take on their new music.
And the tour is going to be very clever using avatars. I love the use of the word avatars. That's brilliant. It really
is.
Moving on, Shane Warne. He's not happy, Jaden Forster.
No, he's not. Obviously, his life has always been in the spotlight. I mean, the guy's only got to scratch his nose and it makes the papers. And across the journey over the last 30 years or so, there's been a lot of stories written about him, some of them true, some of them not true. But this week, he seems to have had enough of all of that, taking aim particularly at Woman's Day magazine for 30 years of what he's described as fabricated stories. And it seems to be that a cover story that they've published this week suggesting that he's back together or wanting to get back together with his ex, Liz Hurley, seems to be the story that has sort of been the straw that's broken the camel's back, so to speak. And he's come out very publicly on social media demanding an apology from Women's Day. I don't think he'll get one, but he certainly seems very upset by all of this, and he does certainly seem very keen to take this all the way. So fascinating stuff. Will be very interesting to see how that one plays out.
All right, to wrap up this morning, and it's official, Kiss have postponed their Australian tour and two members have got the Rona.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, no surprises, really, that they've postponed their Aussie dates for November, pushing them back to April of next year. It took a long time for them to do it, I must say, but nonetheless, they have confirmed all of that now. But yeah, Paul Stanley came down with COVID last Friday, got tested after he was feeling a bit tired and lost his voice, and seems to have nipped it in the bud, though. He's doing okay. And then, of course, Gene Simmons has now contracted the virus as well, and he's doing his 10 days of mandatory isolation, forcing them to postpone dates that they've got in the US until the 5th of September. I would suggest that there'll probably be more postponed after the 5th of September as well. But the good news is that they are all fully vaccinated. So I guess evidence would suggest unless something drastic happens, they should all be okay. But of course, that doesn't mean that the tour can go ahead, which it's obviously been postponed, but they should be okay, which is good news.
Yeah, big music news all round. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Always great to catch up with the Big Show Entertainment Report. Look forward to it next Friday. And, of course, continued lockdown for you in Melbourne. Mate, take care of yourself and try and stay as positive as possible, all right?
I will do. Thank you, PT.